Is God preparing me to be a politician one day? Because this is crazy. For the past 3 years, a year hasn't passed without me having to have something that I have to ask people to vote for me. Hey, wagwan, what's up, how are you doing, how are you feeling, are you feeling higher, because I'm feeling amazing. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling, how are you doing? This is Unspoken Podcast. I am your host, Awino Awiti, and this is episode 133. Yes, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, first things first, before we get into the episode, I have a few announcements. So I'm part of Podfest this year. Yay, yay, yay. I'll be hitting on stage. Unspoken Podcast will be on stage for the first time live since I started this podcast. And that thing is crazy. Even when I'm saying it loud, I'm like, what the fuck? Yo, I'm gonna be among the podcasters who hit the Podfest stage. So Podfest basically is a festival for podcasters. So we're gonna be a couple of podcasters on stage. It's going to be like a live show, but with many podcasters. They're gonna be DJs. There's gonna be a lot of music. There's gonna be food. There's gonna be a lot of artist comedy. So it's gonna be amazing. But I'm scared because I'm gonna be on stage. I attended last year's Podfest. Last year was actually the first edition I attended it, but I attended it as an audience. So no pressure. But this year, bro, I'm going back on stage. Like, I'm going back as someone, as a performer, which is crazy. I feel so scared. I won't lie, guys. I am so scared. I'm so scared. I'm terrified, actually. I'm thinking, what if I hit this? Wait, what if I go there and then no one likes what I say? No one even laughs, you know, the pressure of being on stage. And the worst part is, now this is the time where I regret being a solo podcaster, because I feel like if I had like co-hosts, we would like brainstorm ideas and then we would go there together. At least manene ikinisha a co-host can take over. But then I'm a solo podcaster and then I'm going there alone. Yo, I'm so scared. I don't know. But anyway, that's part of what we are talking about today, but that's life anyway. So yeah, get your tickets, come and see your girl on stage. My loyal people, my listeners, my speakers, I want to see you there. Come and support your girl. I'll be on stage and it will be so good to see like a familiar face. Like, someone will come there and say, okay, yeah, I listened to your podcast. It will be so encouraging, honestly. It will be so encouraging. So guys, come support me. Get your tickets at mook.com. just check out Podfest Kenya on Instagram. Check their bio and then you're going to get the link over there and get your tickets. Tickets are only 1,000 bob. And good news, I'll be giving away 2 tickets to loyal speakers. Yeah, I'll be giving away 2 tickets to my loyal, two loyal listeners next week. So yeah, guys, you need to follow me on Instagram. Check out my Instagram, Unspoken Podcast, KE Awin Awiti. The giveaway is going to be there. So I'm going to like ask a few questions. Whoever gets it, you get a ticket and come and see me, the host with the most. Yeah, if I do say so myself. Anyway, I'm kidding. So yeah, that's the first announcement. Okay, the second one, honestly, like, okay, I'm part of the Sandwich Star Search show. They're like searching for a female co-host. So I'm part of the entire stuff. So yeah, I'm super excited about it. It's like an amazing experience so far. I enjoyed it so far. So it's like such an amazing experience. So you can support me over there too. You can watch on YouTube. The auditions are already there. So after this, there's gonna be like another stage, and then voting is gonna be happening soon. So guys, if I ask you for votes, you know the drill. I feel like I was even joking about this the other day, like, is God preparing me to be a politician one day? Because this is crazy. For the past 3 years, a year hasn't passed without me having to have something that I have to ask people to vote for me. I was even asking, sasa, eh, naomba ikuomba kura yote kila mwaka. Kwani Mungu, God has some plans for me. Anataka niingie kwenye siasa. Like, what? Because it started in 2023 when I got my first nomination awards, the first APVA nomination. It was all about voting, of course. I was in people's DMs, guys, vote for me, vote for me. And then last year, again, the second APVA nomination. Guys, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. Oh, last year, it was actually two times. In fact, last year was thrice, bro. The first nomination I got was Digital Creators Awards. I had to ask people to vote for me. And then came APVA Awards. And then Pulse. I was also nominated for Pulse Influence Awards. So those are three. How did I survive? I didn't have a feeling you were talking about me. So this year, again, we have Sandwich Podcast. So that's like insane. So I'm going to give you guys the updates here on the pod, but also you can follow me. My Instagram always has all the updates on time. So yeah, check out my Instagram. So yeah, let's get into the episode. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about something amazing. So, you know how we're always chasing the next thing, the next milestone, the next version of ourselves. I realized that I don't slow down enough to just honor where I am right now, because this podcast itself is about personal development. But how do you expect to develop as an individual if you don't keep a track record of how you're developing? Like, you don't see where you are at, where if you don't just stop and honor where you are right now. So in this episode, I want to share the things I'm most proud of at this moment. Not the big, shiny achievements, though some might be, but also the quiet victories, the personal growth, the ways I'm showing up for myself. Maybe as you listen, you'll think about your own list too. Please do. Please think about, just stop. I feel like life lives, that should also be an unspoken quote, life lives. And in the midst of life-lifing, we tend to forget how far we've come, the things we have accomplished, because pride doesn't just come from accomplishments. It comes from becoming. So let's get into the episode. So I have five things on my list of the things that I am most proud of right now. So the first thing I'm most proud of right now is how I've taken the time to know who I am when no one is around. And I'm not talking about, like, mostly this point is not about, like, you know, I love myself, I adore myself, blah, 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 blah. So it's how I've taken the time to know who I am when no one is around. And that goes back, I've said this a couple of times, as an adult, as maybe, I feel like in your adulting life, try at least once. There's an episode I did about, yeah, the same topic, about must-have life experiences. So I think I said there that in your adulting life, please try and live alone just once before getting married or just away from your family, your friends. Just try and live alone. I feel like that's something like that everyone should experience at least once in their lifetime, because living alone teaches you a lot of stuff about yourself. You learn to live with yourself. You learn to know who you are when no one is around. Intentionally spending time with yourself, listening to yourself, nurturing yourself. Yo, it's nice. So me have to, that's something I'm really proud of, because living alone, just navigating most of my mid-20s alone, I've taken the time to know who I am when no one is around, and intentionally spending time with myself. I listen to myself, I nurture myself, I trust myself deeply, and I feel safe in my own company, which is very important, because not everyone feels like that. Not everyone feels safe in their own energy, in their own company. Having that bond with myself has made every part of my life, by the way, so much stronger, and it helps me also be able to show up for other people. It's why introspection comes easily to me. Pouring into myself so much enables me to show up even better for external relationships. So yeah, that is something I'm really proud of. Nowadays, I know myself. How many percentage are we at? Let me see. 95%. Yeah, I know myself so well. I know the things that I like. I know the things that I don't like. I know the things that I want for myself, for my future, for my life. Like, I know myself so much. And that has really helped me. I stopped neglecting myself. I put myself first. And, you know, your relationship with yourself is actually the most important. So, yeah, you need to figure that out. Think about that. So that is actually something when I wanted to record this episode today, I was like, yeah, that is something that I'm actually proud of. Just being able to intentionally spend time with myself and know myself so well. So the second thing I'm most proud of is the person I'm becoming. Yeah. Literally, I'm so proud of the person of me I'm becoming every day. I just look back at that young girl in high school, that teenager who had these big dreams. And I'm just like, yo, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for that girl. I want to make that girl proud. And just seeing myself grow every day, transform every day. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sight to see. It's so beautiful to experience your own growth. You guys, you need to just stop and think about how far you've come. It's so beautiful and how far you're going to go and the person I'm becoming. I've really worked on myself. And honestly, I always say this and I don't want to sound corny, but I always say this, that and this pod is like, I can say it has served 80% of the person I'm becoming. It has served 80% of making me a better person. It has made me accountable. So yeah, I'm really proud of the person I'm becoming and the person and where I want to go. Yo, yeah, yeah. The future is bright over here. So that is something I'm really actually proud of. Another thing I'm actually proud of is owning my identity. If you're an avid, a true, a loyal listener of Unspoken, you know how this is something I struggled with when I started the podcast. Finding my identity, being able to own it, finding my own voice. That is something I really, really struggled with when I was starting this podcast. I didn't know what I wanted to be known for. I didn't know what I wanted to do with this podcast. I didn't even know who I was. That was the worst part. I didn't even know who I was, let alone who I wanted to be. So being able to find my own identity, find my own voice, owning. You know, you can find your identity and then you are unable to own it. You disregard it. You deny who you are. Yeah, that's the point. You deny who you are. So just being able to find my identity and owning my identity. That is something I'm so proud of. And that is just my story, where I come from, what I've been through, the things I've done, and how far I've worked on myself. And then owning my name. Let me tell you guys a quick story. You know, when I was starting the pod, when you do something, especially creatives will get me. You see, when you're a creative, you're an artist, of course, you have to have like a stage name, artistic name. Some people prefer to use the official names. Other people have other stage names. You get it? So me, this is also something I struggled with. Yeah. I didn't know who I wanted the world to know me as. Does that make sense? I didn't know who I wanted the world to know me as. I was like, should I go as Charity? My first name. Should I use Charity? Okay, should I use Awino Awiti? Now this the what I use right now. But I had doubts. I was like, Awino Awiti, that sounds so tribalistic. Like, you are two African names. Girl, I was thinking, maybe one day I'll even lose an opportunity because of my using my two surnames. I was just overthinking things. So that was just self-doubt in my mind. Self-doubts, a lot of thoughts. I don't know. So just that was also part of owning my identity, which I struggled with. I didn't know who I wanted to be known as. Was it Charity? Was it Awino Awiti? Was it Queen Kong, which is also my alias? I have like four personalities. So there's Charity. there's Awino Awiti. And then there's Queen Kong. And then there's T Tifa. Tifa is, hey, I've missed that girl. She rarely comes out nowadays, actually. She used to be out when I was in campus. I used to be Tifa a lot. But then now I'm more of Awiti a lot. I am Awiti a lot. A lot of people actually know me as Awiti. They don't even know my, most people actually nowadays don't even know if I have an English name because I rarely use it. So that is crazy. But just being able to own that, own my name, own my identity, own my story, and being able to grow into the person I once wished to be. That is something I'm so, so proud of. Now that nowadays, if someone even calls me with my first name, I'm like, bro, who the hell is that? I don't know that girl. I like when people refer to me with my surname. So yeah, that is something really awesome that I've been able to do, which I'm proud of. And then something I'm also proud of right now is how I'm doing things while I'm even scared. I'm doing a lot of things that I'm scared. Like I can say this year has been moving so fast. Like, what the hell? Where is the year running to? We're almost, today is 22nd August. So, like, the year is almost coming to an end, guys. And we just juicy here, I was fasting. It was January. We are starting the year. We are starting the year with all these goals now. What the? So, and this year I've been able to do a lot of things scared, yo. Like me last year, when I think about even me last year, I was totally a different person. And then now, the me of now, yo, the things I've been able to do that just from the beginning of the year till now, I've been able to do. Even just being preparing for this podcast show, that is something I'm so scared, you guys. I'm shitting my pants. I feel like shitting my pants because that is something I've never done. Being on stage and the fact that I'll be on stage alone, that thing is scaring the shit out of me. I am so scared. I don't know how it's gonna go, but yeah, I just hope and believe everything will work well. And yeah, but I believe in myself. I need to believe in myself more. What's up? So yeah, but that's something I'm so scared of. I'm so scared of doing it, but I gotta do it. I won't even lie. And then the first, when I got my TV gig, yo, that was something. I don't know why I'm always so scared. But then when I get there, oh, when the cameras are just turned on, yo, I'm in my element. I don't even get so scared. But I'm always so scared before I go in there. But once the show is on, oh baby, I'm gonna turn up. So yeah, those, I feel like I'm gonna hack it. So those are some of the things I've been able to do. Finishing film school, all those things. Oh, and there's also something else I'm gonna be doing scared soon. This month, 31st August, I forgot to tell you guys, 31st August, I'll be hosting an event, bro. What? It's crazy. So I've never been a host for an event. No. So this is also something, doing something scary for the first time, something I'm really proud of. So I'll be hosting an event on 31st August. It's called Vibe Africana. That's the name of the event. It's the theme of the event is African culture, African excellence, African art. So yeah, it's all things African. Think African fashion, think African art, think African style, think African food. That's the event. It's gonna be amazing, and I'm gonna be the host. So shout out to Vibe Africana, shout out to Emma for this opportunity. So yeah, check out Instagram also, Vibe Africana, check out their page, get your tickets. Also, tickets also are going for only 1,000 bob. So check. Yeah, so go get your tickets, manze. Kuja tujibambe, nita upigisha sherehe. You know, mimi nakuanga msewa hype. My energy is always on 100. Uko juu. So I'm so excited for this. I don't know why I'm kind of not scared about this. I'm so excited. I'm actually looking forward to it. I can't wait to get... What's actually stressing me is what am I gonna put on? What's the outfit? Because you know you gotta show up. This is African excellence. You have to be on theme, but then the theme, the dress code is African, something to be African. So you gotta turn up. You know, Africans, we turn up. So that is something I'm actually looking forward to. So yeah, doing all those things together, that is something I am really, really proud of. Another thing, I'm proud of you. This should have been the first thing on the list. Surviving Nairobi for over a year. Oh, ini shamba la mawe. Kusurvive Kanairo si rahisi, you guys. Mambo ya Kanairo ni mambo. So actually, I've been actually living in Nairobi now for 1 year and 4 months. Yeah, actually 1 year and 5 months. So that's crazy. And I've survived. I've survived. So actually, the last year when I was moving from Kisumu to Nairobi, I was also scared. I was so scared because I was coming now to live in Nairobi as an adult. The past years when I used to come to Nairobi, I used to come as a kid. I used to come under, I was under the care of someone. I was not the provider. I used to live with my aunties, my relatives. So it was stress-free. I lived stress-free. But last year, for the first time, I came to Nairobi to live alone, to start life from scratch. Actually, guys, do you know I started life from scratch last year? I left everything I knew in Kisumu. I left everyone I knew in Kisumu. I was even telling... Who was I telling this story? How I literally left everything I even owned in Kisumu. I came to Nairobi with only a laptop bag on my back. That's how I left Kisumu. I never looked back again. I never even went back for my stuff that I left. In fact, that landlord was alishtuka na mimi adile. Nilimwambia, I told him, donate all those things. Peleka hizo vitu kwa the children's home. You can keep the things you want. He was like, is this girl crazy? So that's how I actually left, and I've been surviving in Nairobi. And that's something I'm actually proud of. Not everyone gets to survive in this shambalamae. And it's hard. Life in Nairobi is so fast. It's so fast-paced than in Kisumu. In Kisumu, life is slow, by the way. Life moves so slow. In fact, by 6 a.m., 7 a.m., there's no shop even opened in Kisumu. Hey, wajaluo nakupenda raha. In Kisumu, shops start opening at like 9 a.m., literally. And let's say 10 latest, 10 p.m. Oh, all shops are closed. The city is dead. That's Kisumu for you. So Nairobi here is a 24-hour system. Things are moving fast. Everyone is busy. No one cares. Nairobi is so fast-paced, so different from Kisumu. So just being able to live alone for 1 year and 5 months and being able to pay my bills on time, being able to feed myself, being able to take care of myself, to pamper myself in this hectic city, that is something to be proud of. That is something I'm actually proud of, because you all know it's not easy. So yeah, that's something. Another thing actually I'm proud of is learning the art of detachment. Learning to attach and detach very fast. That is something I actually struggled with. Kitambo, I used to struggle with. When I like someone, I used to be so attached. Oh my God. I get attached to people so fast, which is, I used to, not now. Nowadays, I don't think so. Not so much. And nowadays, I'll read the room. I'll read the person. Kitambo, I used to just get attached to people so fast. That's why I think I got the habit of hoarding things, always liking to keep things out of it to see to me. I hoard. Nowadays, since I love clothes. Nowadays, I buy a lot of clothes. So nowadays, since I buy a lot of clothes, when I noticed, I declutter my closet a few times, maybe let's say in 3 months, after 3 months, and then I just do away with the clothes that I'm not using. So Nakitambo, I used to have a lot of clothes. Even the clothes I left back in Kisumu, those were like 4 bags. You know, these Nigerian bags, these Osofia, we call them Osofias. Yeah, those bags. I used to have like 5 huge bags of... I used to have 5 huge Osofia bags full of just clothes. Clothes that I bought a while back in campus. I used to have all the, I used to not give away. I used to just hoard them because I was not ready to give them away. But nowadays, I've learned to detach from things that no longer serve me, people that no longer serve me, relationships that no longer serve me, friendships that no longer serve me, family that no longer serve me. So yeah, but and actually this is something really important, learning to detach very quickly, because you're getting attached so much. Like I remember that when I was experiencing my first heartbreak, I've told this story before, my first heartbreak in campus, that was something I struggled with. I was so attached, bro. I could not believe. I was in denial. I used to even give myself hope. I'm like, okay, maybe we'll get back together. Oh my God, it was so crazy. But I was just a kid. It was in 2020. Ah, I was so young. So nowadays I've learned how to detach from situations so quickly, from people, from environments. And that, honestly, it has helped me so much. Nowadays, should I call it a quote? Is it a quote or is it? Let me just say a statement that people like say, especially people in Nigerian movies, they like say, it's not that deep. There is someone who will hurt you and then they expect you not to be hurt. They tell you, it's not that deep. It's not even that deep. It's never that deep. That is crazy. But once you start saying such things, oh, you will learn how to detach. Things won't be, you know, we won't take everything so seriously and so like deeply, take everything to heart. So yeah, anyway, I think that's my list. A few things that I've learned to, there's something, a few things that I'm so proud of right now. And so that's my list. The things that make me sit back and just smile right now. I'm like, ah, he did that. That young girl is proud of you. Honestly, recording this has reminded me that I don't actually give myself enough credit, because these are some of the things I used to wish for kitambo. Like even when it comes to my career, my content creation journey, like everything. These are the things that I never thought I'd get here, but these are the things I actually used to dream. These are the days we prayed for, right? So we're also quick to move on to the next challenge. We forget to clap for the progress we've already made, which is so important. My hope is that this episode sparks something in you. Take a moment today, even if it's small, to name what you're proud of, even if it's one thing. Write it down, say it loud. And I'm actually so happy that nowadays I journal. But there, even my journal book is about to be in a ikokarbu kuja, so ikokarbu kuisha. So that means I've been journaling a lot, and just I've been journaling a lot, and journaling will save your life. Journaling is so nice. It helps you track your growth, because now when I go back and read my journal, maybe way back last year in April, oh, life was so different, and there were things I wrote that I wanted to do, and I've actually done some of them. So journaling is also, by the way, another way to just track your progress and your life, and just being able to be in the moment and just be proud of yourself for where you are right now. So write down, say it loud, or share it. Share it with me. Share it in the comment section of this episode, because you deserve to recognize your own growth, man. If you don't recognize your own growth and you want other people to recognize your own growth, but yourself, you don't recognize your own growth, that is insane. So because you deserve to recognize your own growth in real time, not just in hindsight. So yeah, I hope this episode has resonated with you. Don't forget to share this with someone who might need that reminder too, because man, like I said, life. And we forget to remind ourselves of the things that we're proud of how far we've come. So I hope you've learned and you've enjoyed this episode. Until next time, keep becoming and keep being proud of yourself. Okay? I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.